Welcome back. We are the Budweiser Sports Forum, and we are live in Houston. It is Super Bowl 38. It's all brought to you by Toyota. And we have a very unique guest. A couple years ago, CBS had the game. I got David Copperfield out of the deal, and now I have entertainer Yanni. What's going on? How are you?
It's great to be here.
Man, I don't get a lot of Greek guys on the show. I don't get Greek girls on the show, man, but my wife and I watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding a couple weeks ago. Do we qualify or no?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Now, you're here doing lots of different stuff. Monday night, Jim Nance threw an unbelievable party, and I've had a chance to talk to some of the Houston athletes that were part of that because they've been rolling through here onto the show. Tell me what that was. You did the music. It was a sort of symphony for Monday night. Jim Nance put together, because it's his hometown, this incredible salute. Every significant Houston athlete was there, and you were the backdrop in the music for this because you're friends with Jim.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome to be part of this ceremony and watching all these great athletes just appear at the same time and at the same place. It was just, I was getting goosebumps. I think a lot of people were getting goosebumps that night.
See, some people don't know this. Now, the production staff at CBS has told me that you were a very good swimmer back in the day. Yes?
Yeah, when I was 14 years old, I broke the national record in Greece.
Really? Yeah. A lot of people swim in Greece?
Well, there's a lot of swimmers. I mean, Greece is a peninsula.
I've
a lot of ocean water.
About the beaches in Mykonos and all that, but they're not swimming down there, are they?
Yeah, they're not. Well, they're swimming and there's being a swimmer. It's Mykonos and stuff is enjoyable, but being in an Olympic swimming pool is a whole other situation. 5 hours a day of training. I went through for a few years of that.
We have a lot of champion swimmers in Baltimore. There's a North Baltimore Aquatic Club. A lot of girls, champions, the gold medalists from the last 10, 15 years are from Baltimore. So I've seen that 4 o'clock in the morning. They swim all day. Then they go to school. You were a kid, right?
The same thing, yeah. You swim from 6 to 8 or 5:30 to 7:30, and then you make it to school at 8:30, and then you break, you still work out 4 to 5, and then 6 to 8 at night you swim again and go to bed by 9:30. It's pretty grueling training.
Yanni, I want to have some fun with you now. Kids here, I had a lot of Greek friends in my neighborhood, and I think My Big Fat Greek Wedding got it right. All the Greek kids I knew had to go to Greek school. They had to learn Greek. Now, you grew up in Greece. How did you learn English?
I learned it, most of it. I learned some in Greece, but when I came to America, I was 18 years old. I barely spoke English. But English is pretty quick language to learn, particularly if you speak Greek.
See, we have a saying, it's all Greek to me.
That's right.
You know, so I wouldn't know Greek
at all.
Let
me tell you something that I think is a bit funnier. You know what they say in Greece that's equivalent to that? They say, it's all Chinese to me.
Oh, it's all Chinese.
The Greeks pass it over to China.
Hey, we got Olympics in Athens, and I'm reading mixed reports. I mean, the media's been kind of tough on it, saying buildings aren't built, things aren't done.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that you won't want to be a part of that over there. And I mean, every Greek person I've ever met, very, very proud of the heritage, very, very proud of being from Greece. Yeah. And this is Greece on display for the world in a way that in my lifetime, probably your lifetime, it's never been before.
Exactly. The whole country is very proud of it. I know it's not only the media around the world, but the Greek media has been very critical. And I think the Greeks will pull together in the end, and they will pull it off. A few things may be last minute, but that's something to be expected of that culture. They tend to be a little more laid back. And I'm not sure that's really a wrong way to be. It's just they're slightly laid back. But they're so proud of it, and I think everybody recognizes that the whole national pride is at stake here. The whole world is going to focus on looking at the Greece. And I think they will pull together, and they will do it very well.
Yanni is joining us here on the Budweiser Sports Forum. We'll be in Baltimore April 8th at the First Mariner Arena. They just fixed that up now. Not the inside, but the outside. We got lights. It looks like Times Square.
Well, I hope the inside is fixed.
You played the Lyric last year, correct, in Baltimore? I mean, you've been on tour a ton, right?
For a while, yeah. This is a continuation of the Ethnicity Tour, which started last year. The Baltimore area has been very supportive and is great fans. I'm glad to be coming back.
How many years in America have you been doing big tours like this?
Oh, God, that's a trick question. It's been at least 15 years or so.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you consider to be your big break in making it big? I mean, I started hearing about you, obviously, because your hair and the mustache and your love life. I mean, the girls all. I've never been compared to you, by the way. I mean, I had the other things. People listen to me on merit. But for you.
Folks, for all of you out there, he looks kind of like me. Different hair.
I could probably do my hair. How old are you now? Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth.
49.
When I'm 49, I probably have to do my hair that way to kind of hide things a little bit.
I'm just happy I still have hair right now.
Do you have any association with sports? I mean, have you done Super Bowls, All-Star Games, World Series? Have you done big events with your music or national anthem?
Well, my music has been used quite often for the Olympics, for football games. And
CBS uses it for golf, right?
Yeah, quite a lot, yeah. And they also used to use it for the U.S. Open tennis tournament. There are a lot of events, athletic events. People just, you know, you don't get credit for it, or it's not apparent, so people don't realize that they're listening to my stuff.
I'm a rock and roll guy, Yanni, but I'm going to come to the show April 8th just to see all the women, you know? I'm figuring if that place there is going to be a nice night.
You may come for all the women, but I think you might enjoy the musicians in the orchestra. They come from 16 different countries. They're virtuoso performers. You've never seen anything like it.
Give me one funny story about women throwing themselves. Just give me one really weird stalker funny story. Make my audience laugh.
Weird stalker is not nice. It's not, stalkers are not nice. That's not a good
thing. But have you had a fun one? Have you had anybody faint or anything like that or do anything crazy?
That also, they throw underwear on stage.
Nice. Or,
you know, how about hotel room keys?
It's good to be you.
You said it.
Here, man, touch me. I want some of that to rub off, man. Just shake my hand. Hey, it's been a pleasure to visit with
my
you,
my pleasure.
And I hope
that
Greece shows itself off to the world in just a big way.
Thank you very much.
All right, Yanni, very, very cool to hang out with Yanni. My wife's going to get a picture with you, too, because I think her mom's a fan. You're listening to the Budweiser Sports Forum. It's all brought to you by Toyota. We're live in Houston, and you never know what's going to happen here on this program when Yanni shows up.
You never know.